You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you. On your phone, on your computer, wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter even when you're not near a radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Other than Friday, expect a lot of cold throughout the weekend, so this isn't going anywhere anytime soon. Joining us now by phone, we have Lisa Newell. She is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Comes out every Thursday, and we get a little preview on in the morning here on News Radio. Lisa, welcome back.
Welcome back. How dare they have winter? How dare we have to put up with this?
Crazy.
I want to speak to my local legislators. This is not right.
Somebody's got to do something.
That's right.
I don't know whether to say at least we don't have ice and snow or kind of wish we did. But, you know, either way, we don't. So that's fine. The speed zone cameras are going to be coming to the Highway 98 in front of the three schools, right?
That is right. So that is going to be happening next year. And they are going to, the issue is that if you see someone speeding in a school zone area, the officer who is positioned there would have to leave there, go chase them down, leaving the area unmanned or unsupervised. So they're going to get some cameras, and the cameras will let you know if someone is going more than 10 miles over the speed limit. The kicker, though, is that these cameras are not just going to work during the school zone times when it's like when they're, you know, letting in and letting out of school. They're going to be active all day. The good news, though, is that if you get a fine, it's only going to be $100 instead of the $400 that you would get for a traffic violation of speeding in the city. So that was $100 versus $400, but let's just don't get anything. Let's just be careful. Always be careful in the city of Gulf Breeze at all times because, you know, they're very strict on speeders, but especially in the school zones. And I think that's probably going to happen beginning of next year. So we did get a grant to put those cameras in.
Yeah, I was actually surprised when Chief Hawthorne gave the statistics that in the morning, 10% of people, and in the afternoons, more like 5% of people are more than 11 miles an hour over the limit. It's just, I mean, that's an enormous number of people, and hopefully this works. We've also got the tax collector talking about what might happen under various scenarios if property taxes are changed through the referendum process that we're likely to handle.
That's correct. So it does sound good, doesn't it, to have no property taxes? Everybody loves that idea. And, of course, we know that if they increase the sales taxes, a lot of those sales taxes would be paid by visitors to the area. So it sounds like a great scenario. But one thing that Sam Nichols did tell the county commission is that you have to be kind of aware of what could happen if the sales taxes replace our property taxes. Those sales taxes will go directly to Tallahassee. And then we will be left with our hand out asking Tallahassee to please, may we have our money so we can run our county. And it would really do a lot of damage to home rule. So we would give something up if we did that. So it's something that we, you know, we have our elected officials, we tell them our priorities, and we hope that they will act on those. But if your priorities are handled by Tallahassee, you know, they have a lot of other priorities over there, maybe not the same ones that we have. So we might need to consider whether or not we want to eliminate property taxes.
Wait, you're telling me that the state legislature who took $500 million from the panhandle for the BP oil spill money that they should not have been entitled to, they might have different priorities from us? What are you talking about? So weird. Okay. If you say
possible.
So, I mean,
it's
you know,
possible.
Weird things you hear. We're going to get the canine, the gun-sniffing canine at the Gulf Breeze Police Department at the high school, right?
Yes, that is correct. And I didn't realize those canine detecting dogs, they are about $15,000 to $18,000.
Yeah.
And so the city council did, I mean, that the police department did ask city council for that, and they've already raised about $19,000 from civic donations and private donors, and they still need some funding to get high school resource officer Philip Gander and his new dog trained. That dog is going to be positioned at the high school, but it will also be able to to float to the middle and elementary schools to detect any firearms that may be brought to the schools. And, you know, it's not unheard of that children bring guns to school, even elementary school kids. So
yeah,
probably a very good way to ensure more safety.
And also at athletic events and other things that that deputy might go to. And, yeah, I thought it was really cool that Chief Hawthorne talked about, you know, who's donated the money and, you know, read one of the letters from. I mean, just it's a good story. And so much money has flown in as a come in to support that project. I love that. We'll come back to Lisa in just a second. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Still cleaning up two accidents on Scenic Highway. The first one is Scenic Highway at Rosemont Drive. They're saying the roadway is clear there. Also, another vehicle crash, Scenic Highway at Brancalora. Roadway's clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Back to Lisa Newell with the Gulf Breeze News. Santa Rosa County had a designation for what? It's the month, or was it the week for human trafficking awareness?
It is Human Trafficking Awareness Month.
Okay.
And Santa Rosa County Commissioner, the chair, Colton Wright, he brought up the fact that because of I-10, our area is very, very prone to having human trafficking. It's something that we all need to be aware of. We need to be on guard. And so because it's just such a, you know, we've already seen a lot of arrests. We've had some of these massage parlors that have been busted. We've had, you know, other arrests. And there is actually several groups that try to help these victims. And people that spoke, one of them said that she had been trafficked by her high school coach, which is shocking. And another one said that she had been trafficked by her own family. So it doesn't have to be a stranger. It doesn't have to be a boogeyman. It can actually be someone that you know and that you believe has your best intentions at heart. And these trusting people, you know, get involved in this stuff. Very hard to get out of. So there are groups to help you if you have anything that you would like to, you know, there's people who will give you shelter. They'll help you find clothing. They will help you find a job. They will help you get therapy. So, you know, if you know of anyone who is in this situation or it could be someone listening, there is help out there. Lots of people are really, really attuned to this. And, of course, it's something that if you have children, you need to be definitely on guard for because our area is known for human trafficking.
Absolutely. The I-10 corridor, you know, drugs and all kinds of bad things. You're exactly right. Also, last thing here, the chamber executive, is Grace resigned? Is that right?
Grace Carbaugh. Yes, yeah, she has resigned. At the end of February, she is going to be moving on. She didn't say where she's going. But the chamber, of course, has got their big annual gala coming up on the 30th. We have a story about some of the people who have been nominated for Community Leaders of the Year. But yeah, Grace has been there for 5 years. I didn't realize it had been so long, but, you know, she's been doing a fantastic job, and I think that she may have been lured away by some other company. I have no idea, but she's done a great job. I'm sure they'll be looking for a new executive director very soon.
All right, very good. You've also got the honor rolls, you got Splash, you got stuff on other, you know, sports, all kinds of other news in the paper. It's a chock full of things. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Paper comes out every Thursday. As always, Lisa, thanks for keeping us informed, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Hey, stay warm, and I hope to see you in the breeze.
Yes, ma'am. 818 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're considering that next vehicle, you want to go somewhere where they're going to treat you well, right? I mean, how many times have you gone and bought a used car and felt like, oh, I never want to see those people again. Like, you know, it's icky. It even just the process, even if you don't buy a car that, you know, I don't know. I've bought so many cars and I've had so many experiences that I don't want to have that experience again. I'm just telling you, at Frontier, it was different. We bought a car there several years ago. My wife's Honda Odyssey. We're replacing our Grand Caravan because it had gotten to past its point. And it just was, it was refreshing. You know, it was easy. It was simple. I mean, my goodness, we were basically just looking to test drive a car, and because it was hard to find one to test drive, just, you know, trust me. And we found one there. We weren't going to buy it because we didn't need a car just yet, like the Grand Caravan was going, but it wasn't gone. And the price was so good, and they were so easy to work with that we just wound up buying the car because it was exactly what we were looking for. So they happened to have exactly what we wanted at a great price, and we bought it. And ever since, you know, I've had even better, like, confirming experiences about why they are the place to go. So if you're looking for that next vehicle, at least start at Frontier Motors. Their goal is that you like them so much that you come back again and again and again and again. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Princeton Grove, a new affordable housing community in Crestview, is now taking applications for one and two bedroom apartments. Princeton Grove features a resort style swimming pool, pickleball court, dog park, state of the art fitness center, Energy Star rated appliances, granite countertops, and for a limited time, Princeton Grove is offering one bedroom apartments for $799 and two bedrooms at $1099 without any application fees. Princeton Grove Apartments in Crestview, location, community, quality living, all starts at Princeton Grove.
The Florida Bright Futures Scholarship isn't just about covering tuition. It can help you pursue your dreams at any Florida State University, community college, or eligible trade school. Whether you want to become a teacher, study engineering, learn a skilled trade, or start your own business, Bright Futures can help you achieve your goals. The best part? It's funded by the Florida Lottery. So when people play, students win. Visit floridabrightfutures.gov to learn more about your options, check your eligibility, and start your application. Your bright future starts here.
This message is brought to you by the Florida Lottery and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
You ever hear something in the news and think,
that can't be real?
MVR breaks it down weekdays at 11 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Talking out the field today. Hi, what's your name?
My name's Bob Fever.
Bob, what do you do?
I'm in artillery.
Thank you, Bob. Is we play anything for you?
Anything. Just play it loud, okay?
So I had somebody send me a did you see this kind of a story, and the story was a claim about the guy who sprayed or whatever the what we think was apple cider vinegar at Ilhan Omar, and the claim was that he's actually paid by her on her staff, and it's all a big cover-up for all of the fraud or other things that are going on with her. And the claim is that this was demonstrated and being reported by CBS Investigative News. And my first, I'm like, no, wait a minute. As far as I know, there's no such thing as CBS Investigative News. It's a fancy sounding, not real thing. And so sure enough, I looked up and, you know, this was actually a satire story as it began. But, you know, what we've learned, I think, over the years is that not everybody grasps satire. Also, you know, good satire can sound a little bit like reality. And so people might mistake it for reality or think to themselves, well, I don't care. I'm going to pass it off as real information anyway, because it feeds my political agenda of trying to undermine the other side. I mean, good Lord. It's just, I'm not a fan of the fact checking by the social media company, particularly because we've seen that be abused and misused and deplatforming and deprioritizing and all of that. At the same time, oh my God, the number of things that get circulated online that are false or obviously false or foolish or ignorant. I don't know how to balance these problems out. You know, I don't know what the solution is, but I don't know how many times people will send me something and I'm like, but did you look to see if maybe it's not true? Now, not blaming the person who sent me. They actually communicate with me a lot on a lot of different things, but just there's so much nonsense out there. And then it gets circulated among people who are prone to believe it or want to believe it. You know, they have that kind of, confirmation bias working for them. Against them. Anyway, 823 on News Radio 92.3. Just one takeaway. I strongly recommend, however you can, make sure that on a regular basis, you are taking input from sources you don't agree with. Now, preferably they're reliable, you know, but your social media feed wants you to hear what you want to hear. And you need to learn to want to hear what you don't want to hear. You have to fight what the algorithm is trying to do for you, which is, I don't do a lot on my feed on social media. I just go to sources that I want to read their stuff. I don't care what the algorithm thinks I want to know. I want to know what the sources I believe in want to tell me. And I include sources that are likely to tell me things that I would be disposed not to think are true, because that's important. You need to have corrective mechanisms out there. It's like, you know, why do you read the Bible? Well, not to find out what you already know. You read the Bible to tell you when you're wrong. You should. And also to confirm the stuff you're right about. But you should. It should be a source of correction. It's why being married is such a valuable thing. Because guess who's going to tell you you're wrong? Eagerly. A good spouse. Right? You're smarter with a spouse who corrects you. So Get married, read the Bible, and read newspapers or, you know, online sources that are going to challenge you. I guess that's my overall takeaway here. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Did you say the liquid was apple cider vinegar?
Yeah, I saw a report out of Minnesota that said that's what they are presuming that it was. Yes, I think we don't know for sure, but that's what they think it was.
It's a strange liquid to waste. Actually, that's expensive. You got to get the good one.
Well, the organic stuff is expensive.
The good one with the mother, you know,
the cheap cooking ingredient is like, you know, a buck a gallon or something. So,
maybe he just wanted Ilhan Omar to have lower blood sugars, you know, lose some weight, improve gut health or something like that. Border Czar Tom Homan vowing to stay in Minnesota until the problem is gone there. Of course, he was holding that press conference this morning. He said he met with Governor Tim Walz and Mayor Jacob Frey and, he's calling for cooperation with their local law enforcement. President Trump is holding his first cabinet meeting of 2026 at the White House today. This comes as, of course, there's a lot of issues around the administration, including the ICE operations in Minnesota, rising tensions with Iran, and a new focus on affordability. And Eli Manning just missing being voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame for a second year in a row. The Athletic says that he was among 15 modern era finalists, but did not get the required 80% vote for induction.
This is the same Hall of Fame that did such a great job failing to put in Bill Belichick on the first ballot. Is that the same one?
Same one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. BJ's got traffic on the fives.
Still working two vehicle crashes. Scenic Highway, the first one's at Scenic Highway and Rosemont Drive. They're saying the roadway is clear. Also, Scenic Highway at Branca Laura. Roadway's clear there as well. I'm PJ with your traffic on the five.
Every time you say that road, I think, well, people are going to think you're screwing up the name of that road. It's not Barrancas. It's Branca Laura, right? It's
Branca Laura.
And it just, I've heard the other one so many times, and I've never heard of that street.
Yeah.
That every time I hear it, I hear like, wait, what? So trust your traffic guy. 826 on News Radio 92.3. Yeah, I mean, I cannot stand, okay? I have no affection whatsoever for Bill Belichick. But come on, man. I mean, if he's not in the Hall of Fame, who is, right? I mean, that's ridiculous. Hey, if you need to have work done in your home, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, generator, either installed or maintained, Peden, they take care of that stuff. You know, ever since 1969, they've been doing all of those things, which kind of makes sense because it's sort of a once you do one, you might do the next and the next because they're all like those complicated inside the home, professional repair kind of situations. Started with air conditioning, heating, obviously, and then plumbing, and they expanded to electrical and expanded geographically. They were in Panama City, and they went east to Tallahassee across the time barrier, across the time divide. And west, of course, they've been in Pensacola for a long time. And in the last couple of years, they've actually expanded across the state line into Alabama, into Baldwin County, and now into Mobile County. So all along the Gulf Coast, they're your people. They will take care of you, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, quality installation, good parts, all of that. And now, in the new year, it's time to beat the annual regulatory price bump with Peden's new year-old stock sale. Take up to $1,500 off the remaining 2025 air conditioning systems. Now, I know, when the temperature is 32, you're not thinking about air conditioning, but that's the point. When is the good time to buy the thing that's going to cost money? Well, I mean, you know, now when you don't need it, because later when everybody needs it, the, you know, last year's models will be gone and you won't be able to save that much money. Get them before they're gone. Call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com. 828 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, we were talking before about the canine thing in Gulf Breeze, and I did think it was actually kind of neat because this gun detection dog that they're going to put in place is not a bite dog. The dog is not a biter. So, you know, safe to be around the kids in that sense. I mean, like people might worry. But also, you know, Chief Hawthorne says they've raised $20,000, named off a bunch of the donors, but then read a letter from one of the donors about why they gave money to this cause.
I want to thank all the people that donated. And I'd like to read one letter that I got from one of the donations, and I'll just do some of it. He goes, in the middle of the 60s, Gulf Breeze had a gentleman by the name of Artie Davis who ran the Gulf Breeze Community Center, and he was a great influence on me and I'm sure most of the kids in the city at that time. He had patience, reinforced good sportsmanship, and like our parents, didn't put up a lot of, excuse me, but crap. That's what the letter says. Chuck Decker, Dennis Nordstrom, Joe and Jerry Brown, along with Ken Hicks, were officers with the Gulf Breeze Police Department in the 70s and also had a great influence on the kids in the city. They helped us stay in line, and if there was a rumor of problems in the school, social life, with parents, or among each other, they stepped in to help work things out for the benefit of each other. a lot of us owe great gratitude to these guys for keeping us from straying too far from the center. For these reasons, we'd like to honor these people with our donation to the canine program in schools. Gulf Breeze is our town for over 70 years, and I'm sure there are many people who helped shape young people's lives as these guys did. So thank you for accepting our contribution, and that's from Bill Lee.
I'm making a lot of those things.
Now, I don't know if I'm making it up in my head, but I would swear that every time I've heard that clip, original listen, cutting it yesterday and then playing it this morning, I think Chief has just got a little bit of a tear in the eye right toward the end of it. And, you know, Rick's a big, tough guy, and he, you know, got a beard like Santa Claus for Christmas or whatever. But I also know he's got a heart of gold, so, you know, that does not surprise me particularly. So, and yes, the money from the Speed Zone cameras, just like the money from the red light cameras, is available for those kind of public safety initiatives.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Border Czar Tom Homan, in a briefing, says they've made a lot of progress working with the locals in Minnesota.
This administration is absolutely focused on identifying removal aliens that pose a public safety threat and national security threats.
And the state attorney general said county jails may notify ICE when they release inmates with deportation orders. Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar announces her run for Minnesota governor, saying leaders must be willing to find common ground to fix what's wrong. The NYPD investigating a car ramming on a Brooklyn Jewish synagogue as a hate crime after a driver repeatedly rammed the doors of the Chabad Lubavitch World Headquarters. Socialist Mayor Zoran Mamdani.
Any threat to a Jewish institution or place of worship must be taken seriously. Antisemitism has no place in our city.
America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, and right now we've got 31 degrees. It is, make that 36 degrees, sunshine. And we'll check in, get our full forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson. That's up in just a few minutes. Manna Food Pantries continues to be a critical lifeline for families across Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Last year alone, Manna served more than 71,000 people. That averages out to about 6,000 people every month. Associate Executive Director Carrie Smeda says the level of need often surprises people.
As you look around at your neighbors, you sometimes don't realize just how many folks are in need and are one paycheck away from needing help.
60% of the people Manna served were children. The organization runs 18 community programs in partnership with 25 local groups, including schools, veterans organizations, and senior facilities. And while Manna has just 8 paid staff members, it does rely heavily on volunteers, more than 4,500 of them, who donated more than 13,000 hours of service last year. Manna says food and monetary donations are always needed. Learn more at mannahelps.org. Santa Rosa County leaders are hoping to get some money back for land they've already purchased. The county bought 29 acres south of Gulf Breeze Zoo for $1 million to preserve a sensitive salt marsh habitat. After that deal was finalized, officials discovered a state grant program that could help cover a part of the cost. With the deadline approaching, the county's grants coordinator personally drove the application to Tallahassee to make sure it got there on time. If approved, the $400,000 grant would reimburse the county and help fund passive recreation features like a boardwalk or possibly kayak launches while still protecting the natural environment. Now, the Orange Beach Wildlife Facility is expanding. They're hoping to care for even more animals in need. Details with News Radio's Austin Price.
We're just a few weeks into 2026, and the facility has already taken in over 30 animals. Last year, they admitted over 800 and expect to reach 1,000 sometime this year. New equipment includes an X-ray machine and blood analyzer for faster diagnostics, and the facility can now treat a wider range of wildlife, from raptors to bobcats. I'm Austin Price for News Radio 92.3.
Well, thank you very much, Austin. A third property tax cut proposal is ready for the full Florida House. The Ways and Means Committee approving a measure on Tuesday that would limit Save Our Homes increases to 3% over 3 years instead of 3% annually. Non-homestead property increases would be limited to 15% over 3 years. The vote was 10-4 along party lines. Democrats and local governments worry about reduced revenue and shifting the tax burden to renters and businesses. The Senate has not put forward a property tax plan as of yet. Well, if you're headed over to Pensacola Beach, be prepared for lane closures that will start tonight, beginning at 8 p.m. Inside northbound and southbound lanes on Pensacola Beach Boulevard will be closing between the Bob Sykes Toll Plaza and the ECUA water tanks. That phase of work will run through February 10th. Then, from February 10th through the 27th, southbound lanes on the southbound outside lanes will be closed. The work is part of the Gateway Improvements Project, which includes replacing the current toll plaza with a new toll gantry. County officials say that new setup will improve emergency vehicle access and reduce congestion at the beach entrance. 8:35. News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with PJ.
Traffic brought to you by Florida West EDA. Florida West Economic Development Alliance works to create high-wage jobs and private capital investment that grows Escambia County's tax base. Still working those two vehicle crashes. Scenic Highway at Branca Laura. There's no roadblock associated with that. And then also the original vehicle crash that had injuries associated with it. Scenic Highway at Rosemont Drive. Roadway is clear there. Highway 90 from Milton to Pace, clear. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Chilly start to your day today with temperatures warming up this afternoon. Partly cloudy skies near 54 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 42 degrees. Heading into Friday, 40% chance of rain. Otherwise, mostly cloudy skies, high near 57. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 24. Looking at very breezy conditions on that Saturday with temperatures staying very cold, 35 degrees for that high. And Saturday night, temperatures dropping into the low 20s. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And we've got 38 degrees right now with sunshine. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne. Your money now. Taking a look at Wall Street this morning. We've got a mixed open as investors are still taking in the news that there won't be a federal rate cut today. The Dow's up about 0.3% or so, 49, 191, 47. S&P is down not by much, only by 2 points at 69, 76, 44. NASDAQ down about 0.6% at 23, 691, 94 today. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, it is up just a bit at 4.27%. Gold prices up to 25, 40 at 55, 29. Even silver's up 7.66 at 121.19. Bitcoin right now down about $1,700 at 87,452.81. Well, elected officials now joining striking New York City nurses on the picket lines. Nurses holding a day of action. It's the 18th day of their strike. Union officials say the nurses are demanding ICE get out of the hospitals and are being joined by New York Congress members Jerry Nadler, Grace Meng, and others outside of the Mount Sinai Hospital. Elon Musk is turning a Tesla factory into a robot factory. During a fourth quarter earnings call report yesterday, Musk said he was ending production of the Model S and X Teslas that are assembled in Fremont, California, and that space will be converted to make Optimus humanoid robots. And a new Gallup poll showing a decline in people who report feeling actively engaged in the workplace. According to the poll, for the second year in a row, 31% of employees said they felt actively engaged, down 5% from its high in 2020. 8:38, our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Here's a tale of Linda trying to lose weight, but the med prices she found were all over the place.
Hidden fees and markups made her jaw drop low. Then she found GoodRx. Now she's in the know.
GLP-1 subscriptions FDA approved.
With clear upfront pricing.
And same day pickup.
That's GoodRx, the no-nonsense way. Save time and money on prescriptions.
Get to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
We'll have a look at all the fun things to do in Pensacola in the new year, including Pensacola Mardi Gras, SBC basketball, and so much more.
Tomorrow at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
jumping around the dial all day.
Start your morning with Pensacola Morning News, weekdays 5 to 9. Stick around for Pep Talk with Meg from 9 to 11. Then it's MVR from 11 till 2, Hughes Hewitt from 2 to 4, and Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin from 4 to 7. One station, one day, everything you need to know. News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So, question of the day has to do with the fact that today, January 29th, is National Puzzle Day. So 437-1620. I don't have a question. I have a kind of a couple of questions. Question number one is, and I'm genuinely curious to know, did your family do puzzles? Was that a thing in your family, was doing puzzles? I'd also kind of be curious to know if you have thoughts about the ethics of puzzle building when you're interacting with other people, because I think there are things you can do right and there are things you... My family was a big puzzle family, in case that comes as any surprise to you. So the ethics of the puzzle. And, you know, do you like really hard puzzles? Do you like puzzles that are a little bit easier? Is there a number that you aim for in your puzzle? You know, if you tell me you're a 1,000-piece puzzle person, that tells me one thing. If you tell me you're a 10,000-piece puzzle person, well, and I know I'm surprised I can say it clearly as you are. does that surprise you? 437-1620. I have thoughts about puzzles since it's National Puzzle Day. Do a puzzle. Hey, it's cold. You know, can't go outside. Do a puzzle. All right, PJ, you're from the Midwest. You're from Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and just assume, based on total geographic stereotype, that your family was puzzle-making family.
Not necessarily.
Oh.
My
but
mom's
did you play
big...
Pinochle, Euchre, Spades?
My parents did that. That was not a PJ thing.
I don't know. Your Midwesterner card may be on the line here.
Yeah, I know.
You drink Verner's, though, right?
What's that?
Oh, all right. Anyway, so puzzles, yay or nay?
So I don't. My mom's actually a big puzzle person. My father-in-law loves puzzles. I am not a puzzle person.
What, is there a... I'm curious. This is why I wanted to ask the question, because I'm always fascinated. Is there a reason? Because I think of puzzles as inherently captivating. Like, if a puzzle is out on the table, I have to fight stopping and working on it all the time and do other things like cooking or show prep or whatever. The puzzle is inherently captivating to me. I want to solve it.
I find them frustrating, annoying, and just refuse to do them.
I love it. Oh, that's what I want to know. If you love them, what do you love? If you hate them, what do you hate? I'm curious. 437-1620, as you have already heard, I am a huge fan of the puzzle. I love the puzzle. I'm a believer. I mean, not just... You know, not just because it's fun. You know, there's a lot of things that people just disagree about whether they're fun or not. I suppose that could be a question. Do you find puzzles fun or infuriating, as, you know, you do, PJ? But also the value, right? Because they're a family activity. There are not a lot of things that you can just put out on the table and the kids will come do with you voluntarily. And you may have kids who don't. Every family's different. What I know is that if I want to create family time, you can either make it happen, you know, we're going to do this, or I can put a puzzle out on the table and I'll catch a few kids with the puzzle. And then, you know, maybe you're talking while you're doing the puzzle. Maybe you're just doing the puzzle, but you're spending time together. And so to me, that's aside from sort of the cognitive development kind of stuff that goes along with puzzles. But 437-1620, more thoughts on this in just a second. Let's see. We got Steve texts in and says, yes, this is all caps with multiple exclamation marks. Yes, puzzles, 3 exclamation marks. Exercise your brain, 3 exclamation marks. Yeah, absolutely. I am so much in agreement with that. My 4-year-old little girl loves puzzles. Oh, kids. Oh, so much kids. And it really is for young kids. It's cognitive development. You know, they're solving problems. They're understanding shape relationships. It's tactile. You know, a lot of times school is not particularly kinesthetic. And so for the auditory and visual learners, it's fine. But for the tactile kinesthetic learners, you know, they don't get to touch it. Well, with a puzzle, you're touching it. And so, you know, the physical activity of doing it with your own hands and your own eyes, it's good for eye-hand coordination, fine motor skills. Not to turn this into a teaching opportunity, but, you know, there's a lot of value in puzzles as an educational opportunity, especially for young kids. And there's a reason that they do a lot of puzzles in the, you know, let's say the
post-working communities because it continues to maintain brain health for people who might be on the other side of that developmental curve. Somebody says, yes, not ones that are too hard, but they are captivating and they're fun. And, you know, I actually agree. I've done some puzzles in my life that are like, I wouldn't do it again. You know, puzzles that are designed to be extraordinarily difficult where, you know, it's a solid color or the pieces are all almost the same. I mean, or they don't fit well. Some puzzle companies do not make their puzzles well. Springbok is the universal absolute best puzzle maker, period. If you find a Springbok, it'll be fun to make and it'll make well. A lot of other companies, I'd think, why are you doing this? You do it badly. Stop. Anyway, we'll come back to your text in just a second. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good. Avalon Boulevard is clear through Garcon Point Bridge. 3 mile bridge, not showing any delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives. Back to you.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are really good at this. They sold 209 homes last year. Now, 4 years ago, I guess if I go back in history, so they sold over 200 in the height of the market when everybody was selling everything all the time, easy, same day cash above list, right? That was what was happening. And they were too. I mean, they were selling a lot of homes, okay? Then 3 years ago, they sold 100 and I think it was 78 or something like that. And then last year's 165, and, or 2 years ago was 165. So they were down, but I mean, still a lot. Like, let's still three plus per week. That is a lot. Well, then last year in a down market, they surged 30% more, 209, which is amazing. And part of the reason is because she says we're getting a lot of clients who they've tried other realtors, and in the challenging environment, the other realtors couldn't get the job done, and they come to us as their second, third, fifth, sixth, even eighth in one case realtor, which is amazing to me, but because I can't imagine trying to sell a house and failing with six or seven realtors. But anyway, she says, we get it done. You say, what makes them special? Call them and ask. Just call them and ask. Talk to her. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. All right, back to the text that we're getting in. The question of the day is, it's National Puzzle Day. Do a puzzle. Do you like, do you dislike? And if you don't, it's okay. The world takes all different kinds. I mean, PJ's a very good producer, good board operator, and he doesn't like puzzles, and I'm working on it. I would say I will go this far. This is, I have to think if I'm really committed to this statement, but I'm going to make it, and then I'll see if I'm as committed to it as I think I am. I suspect that a marriage between a puzzle doer and a non-puzzle doer would have challenges. So if you don't like them, marry somebody who doesn't like them. And if you do like them, marry somebody. Now, all marriages are going to have things where you don't exactly align, and that's fine. There's certain like kinds of people, and I'm not sure that puzzle solvers and non-puzzle solvers are a great match, but I could be wrong. I'd be willing to be persuaded on it. It's just what you make me think about it at the moment. Let's see. John Hutchinson, our good friend John Hutchinson, says, we always have 1,000-piece puzzles out on the table in progress. Good. Good. That's great. I mean, you know, you have them around, then do it for 5 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever. Got to do one more. I used to discipline my kids with puzzles. Daniel says, worse the offense, the harder the puzzle. But now as adults, they love to do puzzles with my grandkids. Oh, that's fantastic. Our good friend Craig Heinzman says, my family was not puzzle people. Well, he said they're not puzzled people. I think he means puzzle doing people, but okay. But I grew up putting models together, so puzzles are a natural love for me. Oh, yeah. No, models are a good alternative variation for the puzzle.
I liked models.
Okay.
So I'll put that out there.
Oh, fair enough. So detail-oriented, working from instructions, creating a thing, working with your hands, all the same sort of stuff applies. It's all good stuff. That's one of my proud daddy moments is when my oldest son, Spencer, we did puzzles models all the time as a kid, as when he was a kid growing up, and he got so good at it that he does them. He does like competition quality like models way better than I do. You know, he bought an airbrush and he does all these fine, teeny tiny little details. Anyway, I was like, I'm so happy. You're so much better than I am. I once had a small group that put together puzzles before actually doing the Bible study. Oh, interesting. We ordered the largest puzzle in the world to try to put together. It was the width of a 2-car garage. Good Lord, a 2-car garage. All right, and you always do the edges first. Of course, you always do the edges first, of course. Somebody says, Paul says, I love doing puzzles, but alone because people just frustrate me. That's true. Well, but that can be good for interpersonal skills and conflict resolution and, you know, marriage strengthening / jeopardizing. Let's see. James says, my mom and my sister used to do them back in the 80s. I had neither the patience nor the attention span for them. Now that I do have the patience, I have way more productive things to do with my time. Oh, sometimes the most productive thing you can do is non-productive things. 437-1620. My father and little sister really enjoyed jigsaw puzzles, 1,000 pieces or so, and yes, we cooperated and got along. We always ceremoniously placed the final piece together. Oh, there's always that. It's so satisfying. The satisfaction of the last piece, and when the whole, like, the pieces melt into the picture because it's finished, it's so satisfying. And, you know, but also there can be squabbles over that. There's a great puzzle company that makes a puzzle inside of a puzzle. It's so much fun. The shapes are super different, nothing ordinary. And once you're finished, you follow the clues, and there's other secret puzzles. Yeah, oh, the there are all different kinds of interesting ones. Even the 3D puzzles, though I'm not a big fan of the foam 3D puzzles. Those are fun as well. Puzzles are just like Lego. You complete it, you leave it together. I use puzzle glue. CJ says, my father-in-law volunteers at St. Vines. Or St. Vincent. I'm not sure what that is. St. Vinny's.
St. Vincent.
St. Vincent's. Okay. He volunteers to put all the puzzles donated together before they try to sell them. Oh, nice. Every few weeks, a number of a previous, where is this? I don't know what that is. I once did a puzzle in a couple of hours that stated on the box 1 to 4 years. That's a good joke. 3D puzzles are where it's at. Yeah, again, I'm not as much a fan of those. I don't find it as satisfying with the foam. But, hey, any puzzle is a good puzzle. Please do puzzles, especially with your kids, unless you can't stand them like PJ, and then find something else, like building models. 850 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You don't need another money hack.
You need a plan.
Dave Ramsey, weeknights at 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Wait, Master. It might be dangerous. You go first.
Spin them around like a weed on fire. Walking on tightrope for love's highway. Fatal attraction is where I'm at. There's no escape for me.
I just wanna.
I will say, just as one quick follow-up on the whole puzzle discussion, I probably should have asked this question, have you ever given up on a puzzle? I have. Oh, and it was really psychologically rough to quit a puzzle in defeat and just say, this is so hard and so unpleasant that, it's like on social media, you know, I rarely block people. And when I do, I feel so, you know, like, I shouldn't block anybody, but... And some people, y'all just make it so impossible. So it's not pleasant at all. 8:53, I mean, like less than five. If you're one of them and you're listening, look at how rare you are. 437-1620. If you have a company, you have employees, you have health insurance, you have dental, vision, life, disability, you have payroll, you have HR, all the things that go along with having employees, which are, you know, employees are wonderful. You want to take care of them, do your best by them, but you want to make sure they have good benefits and you want to handle all this stuff well, right? Well, Torgerson Consulting, they do this extraordinarily well for more than two decades. We have been using them here at News Radio in Cat Country for about 5 years. And look, I'll just be honest, they're not miracle workers. You know, they cannot make plans available that do not exist in the marketplace of all the different plans that are out there. But I have comfort knowing that they have gone out and scoured and looked for the best. And when we first started using them, I was amazed that we just had choices. We had good choices. And, you know, unfortunately, the market is what it is. We have choices still. And I wish we had better ones, but they don't exist, okay? They're great at answering questions. I mean, like, whenever we have a question about how a thing works or what it's going to cost or whatever, they answer right away. They get back to us. If they don't know, they find out. Just fantastic customer service. 433-9996 for Torgerson Consulting. No obligation to have them look over what you're doing and see if they can save you money or do something better. Check them out online at TCBenefitsGroup.com. NewsRadio923.com. 854 NewsRadio923. What else do we have going on? What was the one thing that... I leave myself notes. This is how... I don't say ADD because I just think I'm a Gen X kid with a fast brain. So, it grows all over the place. I have been wanting all day to mention that today is the day that we're supposed to have the Board of Governors do their meeting to actually confirm Manny Diaz as the president of UWF. I told you earlier that yesterday the first round of confirmations for Janice Gilley and Jay Patel to be on the UWF board went through easy. They didn't even name names yesterday. It was just en banc. They passed all of these people to get their appointments. That's the first round. There's going to be another committee, and then it has to go through the Senate itself. But this is for actual final confirmation by the Board of Governors for Manny Diaz, who, of course, got approved recently by the Board of Trustees to be. He's now the president, I guess. They say elect. I'm not sure that that's really the best term, nominate, whatever. But he will, after today, I have to assume he will be the actual president of UWF. 855 News Radio 92.3, got PJ with traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both looking good. Gulf Beach Highway not showing any delays. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. One of the more interesting bills, the big bill, there's a lot of stuff in it that's working its way through Tallahassee, is the education bill. And this is always true. There's always all kinds of stuff in these education bills. In this particular case, there's a couple of elements that have caught sort of news attention. One of them that was added and then went away had to do with an amendment that was added to it. Tribulski is running the bill in the House that would have required school districts to cooperate with law enforcement campus visits, including the use of police canine units. Apparently, there are some places where they don't do that. Well, the pushback had been, but ICE? Well, now, apparently that part is just, it's not that we want them not to cooperate, I think. It's just that, let's get the bulk of the main bill passed and let's not worry about the controversy that comes around with that. But one of the elements of this bill is that you wouldn't be able to use state or federal funds to support DEI programs or advocate for political or social activism. Student-led groups are still fine. But, and you're more talking probably about colleges here than you are about high schools, but I'm sure some high schools as well. Also, it would require health instruction to feature detailed video-enhanced lessons on human embryological and fetal development. And I love this. I mean, the one thing about the debate over reproductive rights and abortion is, what are the facts? And one of the very effective ways that, Christians, pro-life advocates who have been trying to discourage women from having abortions is just show them an ultrasound. And now with the 3D ultrasounds, I mean, my goodness, it's absurdly clear that that is a little teeny tiny person, right? And so I like the idea that students would know this ahead of time, right? Because, before you engage in behavior and have to think about the consequences is better than afterwards trying to find out something. But this is basic biology. And the fact that we can show it so clearly to kids and that they can understand how the embryo and the fetus develop, that's good. Including a one-minute ultrasound showing organs grow and computer-generated video describing conception and the states of human development, which is a fascinating subject for education. Parents are going to be allowed to opt their kids out of the lessons, just like you can opt your kids out of almost anything in the schools these days. But I love that. That's a good one. Also, each district and charter school has to adopt and submit an approved evidence-based math plan, potentially adding tutoring, extra daily instruction, and highly qualified math coaches to improve student outcomes. We need to do better at math. We must do better at math. You hear me do ads for Mathnasium all the time. That's about the easiest thing in the world for me to promote because I love them and believe in their program and absolutely believe in the value of math education. So this seems pretty much all around like a good thing to me. 437-1620 Project Mave got its first yes yesterday from Triumph. That's $76 million coming from them. There's about $14 million coming from the Department of Commerce. And then I think it's on the order of like $200 million that the company itself, Burdon, is going to be investing in that facility. A 400,000 square foot facility that's going to build shipbuilding parts and employ about 2,000 people, and as the mayor told us yesterday, we're probably going to be building a parking garage, and they are going to be participating in that. So, if you wondered how could we afford a $30 to $40 million parking garage downtown and around the Commandencia Slip area there on the west side of the water, with probably a walkover to go onto the port, is probably what they're talking. That's what he said yesterday. So, hey, great. then that same facility would be used not just for the employees, but would also be able to be used for the general public, which would enhance the availability of parking downtown. So that all sounds like good stuff to me. I love seeing unused portions of the port be activated, long-term lease with the city. It's not costing the city anything. They would own the infrastructure when it's done. And also, they'd be making the revenue off of the lease in an ongoing fashion. It's employment, therefore it's payroll, therefore it's taxes. So, you know, to me, this is all to the good. I just, you know, I hope it works out the way we're expecting. Best case scenario. And at this point, with other things going well at the port, there's no reason to think it won't. Stay warm, please, and stay tuned next for Meg with Pep Talk. I'm Andrew McKay. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listen on air.